We thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us right here on Life Changers Ministries. We are on consecration. Yes, this is our spiritual renewal consecration, the New Year's consecration for 30 days, Monday through Friday. It started on yesterday. The last day is on February 16th, which is a Friday. We thank God for you, and you that have joined us right here on Life Changers Ministry. We have a mighty speaker on tonight. Yes, we do. He is a pastor out of Richmond, Virginia. He is a mighty man of God. He is a yielded vessel. And one thing about him, he do not hold back his praise trying to please nobody. If you see him praising God and worshiping God, you see him cut his steps, it will provoke you to just go on and just get into the praise of God and dance before the Lord like David did. I thank God for this mighty man of God. He is one of my spiritual brothers. I love him to life. Him and his wife are an anointed couple that is that you can tell that the Lord has his hand mighty up on their life and mighty up on their ministry. And we ask each and every one of you to please mute your phones that we're able to enjoy the speaker on this evening. And I'll present to each and every one of you, Pastor Sylvester Battle Jr. Say amen as he comes.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you amen. So much, Evangelist Lolita Jones. Thank God for you and the ministry of Life Change Ministry. You are a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. And thank God for everyone that is on the line and participating. And we just going to believe and trust God for whatever he wants to do this evening. He is spirit. Hallelujah. And there's no distance with God. So let's be open to what the Holy Ghost wants to give us all tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, we just bless you now. We thank you for your love toward us, your kindness, and your tender mercy. God, we thank you. Anything said, done today, not pleasing in your sight, forgive us. Blot out our transgressions and remove iniquities from our hearts. Have your way in all of our lives. Enlighten us even the more tonight. We thank you that minds will be renewed even the more, God. Hearts will be lifted by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for Ekabando. We thank you for the angels of God that's encamped round about us even as we speak. They are ministering spirits for us that are joined as the salvation, listening for the voice of the Lord. And we got your voice. We got your word. So have your way tonight. Now, God, we're binding the devil's influence. You said, what we bind on earth, you bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth, you loose in heaven. Well, God, we're binding that thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In the name of Jesus, we bind and break the powers of any God disruptions, any catastrophes. We bind and break that now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that we are loose from any tie that bind. We bless you now. Who the Son makes free is free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, and let's just give God some glory right there where you are. Hallelujah, my Sando Raboshe. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless our God. Matthew chapter 17, Matthew chapter 17. And we're going to start with verse 20. Matthew 17, starting with verse 20. The word of the Lord reads, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Amen. Now, let's just back up a verse or two, and we already know the story, and let's just go into it. Let's go into it. The people came to the Lord and wanted him to have mercy on the son, right? So let's start right there, verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Now that's Matthew, again, 17. That's the 17th verse, going into the 18th verse. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Amen. Let's take this thought for tonight. Thought for tonight will be, I won't be bound to nothing. I won't be bound to nothing. I know somebody else might put it like this. I won't be bound to anything. But I'm going to put it like this tonight. I won't be bound to nothing. And now let's look at what's happening here. We know the disciples asked the question why they couldn't cast him out, right? But I want us to notice something, that even with what the enemy was trying to do, God already always was never intimidated by what the devil did. And he don't want us to be intimidated by what the devil do or anything like him. He already defeated the devil. Now look what happens here, and right there in verse 20, and it says, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. My brother, my sister, our very thought process ought to be straight up from the beginning, nothing is impossible to us. Nothing is impossible for God. Amen. And as long as we belong to God, that is what it is. Amen. The Lord has already defeated the enemy on our behalf. Now, and I know we got to deal with this flesh, don't get me wrong, and we're going to hit on all of that. But we definitely got to have a mindset of we not going to be bound to nothing. Now, I'm gonna hit on a couple of points tonight. I'm not going to be before you long. Some of the points are going to be the power of fasting. Then another point going to be, I speak liberty and life. Another point will be, won't be bound to the flesh. And another point will be, we hold fast to the confession of our faith. Let's go with the word of God, my brother and my sister. Look at this, the power of fasting. Isaiah 58, 6 and 7. Isaiah 58, 6 and 7. And you already know, but we want our faith increased by the word of God. Won't your faith increase tonight, my brother and my sister? Yes, let your faith be increased, because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You already know. Isaiah 58, 6 and 7. The question is asked right here, is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Amen. My brother, my sister, we know that we got to deal with this flesh when this flesh try to deal with us. And I come to tell you, there's time when your leader don't have to call a fast for you to get on a fast. When God allows the enemy to tempt you in such a way, or if he want to train you up, now you got to take that right too. And when God allows the enemy to tempt us a certain type of way, your leader don't have to tell you to get on the fast. You'll put yourself on the fast, and it's right then you're gonna find out the difference. Right then you're gonna find out the difference between what this flesh to do, based on what you let it do. Amen. Let's look at this now. So, is not this the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness? That's the power of the fast, to undo the heavy burden and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. My brother, my sister, this flesh is something else to deal with. But when we make it weak, when we don't give them nothing to eat, when we starve them, he gonna He wants to go in that corner and just sit down. You know how this flesh is. I won't be bound to nothing. That's what we're talking about tonight. I won't be bound to nothing. And as another reference scripture to go along with that, Isaiah 10:27. Just want your faith increased, my brother and my sister. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off his shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. My brother and my sister, there's an anointing on our life that destroys yokes. And thank God for the Old Testament, because it's our learning and for our example. But the word of God lets us know, you know just like I do, that we have a better covenant. Glory to God. You know like I know that there's an anointing on our life, and every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, let's deal with this now. I know that there's the care or the kind of crave that this flesh could have, but we don't care what kind of crave that this flesh has. We understand that this flesh craves things. Amen. And nobody's exempt from that. But we got power over the flesh. Amen. Even when we got to put this flesh on a fast. Glory to God. There's some people that, you know, there's some people that may feel like, you know, they hate when this flesh starts hollering out. But once they start understanding and start putting this flesh on a fast and start meditating in the word of God and praying and believing God, when you find out finally that you got power over this flesh and you speaking the word of God out your mouth, I'm coming to tell you, then you're going to realize and see the power of God through the word of God, the power of God through his anointing, through his spirit, and every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I know we deal with this flesh. Look at this. Let's look at James 1. Hallelujah. James 1. James 1:13-14. Look what the word says. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Look at that, my brother, my sister. See, we can't blame nobody for this. You got me? When this flesh holler out, don't think it's a strange thing. When this flesh want to do what it want to do, let me tell you something. This flesh unchecked will try to do the same thing it did before we got saved. What'd you say, Pastor? I said this flesh unchecked will try to do the same thing it did before it got saved. But because of the Lord that's in our life, because of the power of the Holy Ghost in our life, we got power over this thing. And we'll see how, just like Paul said, I bring my body in subjection. My brother, my sister, that's the same thing we got to do. Amen. I won't be bound to nothing. Amen. I won't be bound to nothing. Glory to God. I want your faith increased tonight. Though we deal with some stuff. Amen. Look at this. Though we deal with some stuff. This, you know what this flesh like. You know what your flesh like. You know what entices it. You got me? But that don't mean we succumb to it. You got me? We don't have to succumb to the enemy. Glory to God. Some folks don't even want to wake up tomorrow because of the stuff they got to deal with. And a lot of it sometimes is just based on the flesh. Amen. Watch this right here. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Look at that. We can't blame that on nobody, my brother, my sister. Let's go to point number two. I speak liberty and life. Where you going with that, Pastor? I speak liberty and life. Colossians 1. Talking tonight about I won't be bound to nothing. I speak liberty and life. Colossians. Yes, Lord. Colossians 1, starting with verse 12. Start with verse 13. No, that's right. Colossians 1, starting with verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us, look at that, from the powers of darkness, and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. My brother, my sister, we already been delivered. This is our confession of faith right here. Father, I thank you that you delivered me from the power of the darkness. I don't care what the enemy try to say to our mind. Amen. I don't care how much this flesh try to holler out. We say what the word of God says. Father, I thank you that you delivered me from the powers of darkness. I am delivered from the powers of darkness. I won't be bound to nothing. Let's look at this right here. I speak liberty. I speak life. John 8:36. You already know. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Look at that. If the Son make us free, thank you, Jesus, we shall be free indeed. This is our confession of faith, my brother, my sister. This is how we live. We, the saints of God, we live by the word of God. And we're not exempt from stuff. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. We're going to speak what the word of God say until we see his face. Amen. Amen. While we take medicine, we take medicine, glory to God. Father, I thank you that you healed me. I thank you that we're healed from the top of our head through the sole of our feet. Amen. While you popping the pill, you hold fast to the confession of your faith. Won't be bound to nothing. Look at this right here. Won't be bound to the flesh. Point number two. Won't be bound to the flesh. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. The word reads, verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Listen to what Paul is saying right here. Going to it from verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertain, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body. Look at that. See, my brother, my sister, we already know that this flesh is at enmity with God. Amen. But we got power over the flesh. That's right. Even when it's enticed, we make that choice. We make that decision. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. Won't be bound to the flesh. Also, along with that, you know what Galatians 5:16 says. Galatians 5:16. Won't your faith be preached, my brother, my sister? Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Look at this list, you already know. Work of the flesh, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. My brother, my sister, you know just like I know, this flesh is at enmity with God. We know that. But thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the word of God, that we don't have to be bound to nothing. Amen. We can't be timid about speaking boldly. We can't be timid about speaking what the word of God says. Amen. He give us power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. We can't neglect speaking the word of God. You ain't never seen God speak timid. Amen. And then the closest thing I ever seen to it is when he said, if I was hungry, he said, I wouldn't even tell you. And he God, you got me? He want us talking just like he talked. Amen. Yeah, just like you got to speak, you speak the power out your mouth. Amen, amen. I'm coming in, my sister. I won't be bound to nothing. I'm coming in. I'm coming in. Told you won't be before you long. I'm coming in with this third point right here. Hold fast to the confession of faith. You already know where that's at. Hebrews 10, 22. Hebrews 10, 22. Hebrews 10, 22. The word reads, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Amplified put that verse like this. Verse 23, Amplified put it like this. Let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who is promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. Look at that. And it says, verse 24, and let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds. Amen. That's what we got to do, my brother, my sister, among us. We got to encourage each other to do good deeds. Amen. We got to support each other to do the good deeds. We got to shout each other on in the good deeds, realizing that hey, nobody's exempt from the trial. Nobody's exempt from a test, but we all got the victory, glory to God, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We talk triumphantly all the time, right in the midst of the stuff we deal with. We speak the answer. We speak the resolve. We talk triumphantly, glory to God. I won't be bound to nothing. Look at the word reads, hold fast to the confession of your faith. Yes, yeah, so I gave you Hebrews 10, 22. And now let's look at Romans 4, 17. You already know. You can just write it down. Your faith, our faith is calling those things, yes, which be not as though they were. Yeah, Romans 4, 17. Our faith calleth those things which be not as though they were. And I'm closing. Yes, look at this. Oh, yes, you know you got to add this to your arsenal. You know you got to speak this weapon right here. You got to say this, Mark 11, 23. I'm going to have what I say. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus told us that, my brother, my sister. We're going to have what we say. That's why we got to talk the answer. We got to talk the resolve. You got to talk against the problem. Amen. You got to talk boldly against that thing. I know what they say right here. I know what the natural eye say right here, but I see it through the spiritual eye. I see my answer through the spiritual eye. I see the answer through the word of God, and I'm going to say what the word of God say, and God watches over his word. You know what he means. He watches over his word to perform it. Good God Almighty. Yes, and we're going to have what we say. I'd rather say what God say than anybody else say, my brother, my sister. This last scripture right here, you already know what Proverbs 18:21 say. The power of life and death. Good case, Shatia. The power of life and death is in the tongue. My brother and my sister, if we know that the power of life and death is in our tongue, we're not speaking based on what our natural eyes see. We speaking based on what the word of God say. We speaking our answer. We speaking our resolve every time because of this principle right here. The power of life and death is in the tongue. I'm going to speak life. We're going to speak life, glory to God. We're going to speak that we're healed from the top of our head through the soles of our feet. We're going to speak that, God, I thank you that you supplies all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you that everything that we put our hands to do, it prospers in the name of Jesus. We're not going to speak nothing other than what the word of God say right in the midst of everything else. And then everything else going to change. Glory to God. I won't be bound to nothing. Won't your faith increase tonight? You won't be bound to nothing because of the God we serve. He's bigger than a situation. He's bigger than a circumstance. And he inhabits. He inhabits the praises of his people. Yes, we give you the glory, Father. We magnify you because of who you are in our life. We thank you, my God, that your word will not return unto you void in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us faith. To speak the word of God. Listen, I'm going to let y'all go, but now it may be somebody that may have saw the flyer that may call into the number. You know, maybe somebody that really don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, this is your night. That was the best number to ever call right now, because right now you have an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Based on the word of God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, and then let's do what Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 say. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him, the word of God say we shall be saved. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listen, let me lead you in prayer. Repeat this after me, if you will. Father, thank you for giving your son Jesus to die for my sin. Come into my heart and save me. I confess Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Listen, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, whoever it may be, you are saved based on the word of God. It may be a backslider that's listening. Well, God is married to you, the backslider. The word of God says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My brother, my sister, listen. Talk to the Lord about that thing. Confess that thing to God and be restored back to him. Amen. And then you put on the mind of Christ. And what's that mind, Pastor? That you won't be bound to nothing. Amen. You're not going to be bound to nothing. You might have to not be around the company that you around, but I want your faith increased to be able to walk away from the company you know you're not supposed to be with. Amen. Watch this now. You heard the word. We're drawn away and enticed by our own lust. You got me? Listen. You ain't got to die in that. You ain't got to settle for that. Glory to God. The God that we serve is much bigger than that. Amen. And once the Spirit of God come into your vessel, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he come to give us power and then cause us to be a witness for him. My brother, my sister, listen. You be restored back to God. Amen. And know that, hey, the greater one be on the inside of you. And maybe somebody said, well, Pastor, I'm saved and been saved, but I still deal with this thing right here. Well, now you got some arsenal. You got the word of God. Meditate in these scriptures that I shared with you and change your confession of faith. Amen. Change your confession. Glory to God. You got to talk. You through this thing. You done with that thing. The greater one is on the inside of you. I won't be bound to nothing. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Look at that. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And you got to mean that thing when you speak. You speak the word of God and mean it. Glory to God. When it looked like it speaks against all odds. Don't think that's a strange thing. If when it looked like it speaks against all odds, you stay speaking the word of God. You keep on speaking the word of God. Amen and amen. Listen, I ain't going to hold you no longer. I can go on a little further, but evangelist, I'm going to put it back in your hands. Somebody ought to give, hey, shout hey. Somebody ought to give God some glory. Give him some glory. Hey, shandabosh, hey. Let's give him some praise. Let's magnify him because of who he is. It's only because he lets us speak like this. It's only because he let us comprehend his word. It's only because that he helps us to live. It's only because he saved us and drew us to himself. It's only because he's in our life. I said, Ava, he's in our life. And we're not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God. Unto salvation, we're going to keep on praising him. We're going to keep on magnifying him. We're going to keep on exalting his name. Yes, his name is above every name. And it's at the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father, we're going to keep on blessing you. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for being merciful to us. Thank you for being kind to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the angels of God that's in heaven about us, ministering spirits to us that are joined hands with salvation. Come on and bless them right there where you are. Hallelujah. Hey, Father, we thank you. Can't nobody do us like you do us. You're the keeper of our souls. You're the lifter up of our head.
Thank you for the relationship, Father God. Thank you for your son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, precious one.
Hallelujah. How many enjoyed that word? Pastor, before you get off the phone, can you just, if for those that's in Richmond, because I see a lot of Richmond folks online, and they may not be attending of your church, can you please invite us? Give us the name of your church, your address, how we can contact, whatever it is. Because this is going worldwide. So every person that will be flying into the United States, that will be landing in the Richmond area or going to Richmond, they know where that they can find a good church that has a Holy Ghost filled pastor. Give us the information, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Listen, Word, Spirit, and Life Ministries. Word, Spirit, and Life Ministries. 3600 North Street, Chester, Virginia. 238-31 238-31 And Chester is right there, right there in Richmond, between Chesterfield and Colonial Heights. That's where Chester is. And then going toward that Colonial Heights area a little further is Petersburg. I'm just trying to give you some surroundings so that you'll know where it's at. It's not far at all. Once you get in Richmond, you get to Chesterfield. Chester is right in that little area right there. Word, Spirit, and Life Ministries. Amen. 3600 North Street. And also, we come on Facebook every Tuesday. We come on every Sunday. Amen. And again, thank you so much, Evangelist Mighty Woman of God. Ah, yes. You keep on letting the Lord use you. Amen. And as you think about it.
I hope you enjoyed that word. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Sylvester Battle Jr. We thank God for him. And I thank God for you. You, and you. We thank you for sharing our podcast, Faith Talk Podcast, with your family and your friends. We thank you for your prayers and your financial support. You have been a blessing to this ministry. We received a couple of awards for last year from Apple Podcasts, from Spotify Podcasts, from Anchor. There's so many podcasts that have recognized Life Changers Ministry because there's so many people that have come on and joined us that listen on a daily basis to increase their faith. They need a word from God. They need a prayer. They come to our podcast, and we thank God for you, and you. And until the next time, before I go, I want to invite you to join us in prayer tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Yes, we will be praying for ministry leaders all over the world. Yes, we will. So we ask you to join us for our prayer at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And again, tomorrow night at 6 p.m., our spoken word will be coming from Pastor David A. Hall Jr. from Memphis, Tennessee. I emptied out my cup. I empty it out every evening so God can fill it up again, because I'm expecting a mighty word from God. Have you raised your expectation? You need to ask yourself that. Dare to believe God for the impossible. Don't just settle for any and everything that people throw at you. Know that you are the child of the Most High God, and he wants you to have the best, because he gave the best of himself to die for the sins of this world. And until tomorrow, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.